On this day, Capitol Report, we're discussing how to combat COVID-19 and the politics in play. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, they filed a brief last week in support of a lawsuit that challenges Governor Evers' emergency order and statewide mask mandate. What do you think of the mask mandate? Should it stay or go? How could lawmakers slow the spread of the virus? Healthcare workers, what can you share about COVID? We're at 800-642-1234. State Senator Lena Taylor represents District 4, covering the areas north of Milwaukee, including Shorewood, Glendale, and Wauwatosa. Senator Taylor, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, as you look at Milwaukee County, you know, the spread of COVID has been kind of up and down with cases, although they are overall lower than they were in the summer. How has the pandemic been affecting people in your district?
The pandemic has been devastating for individuals, whether it is business owners who have had to close and then try to reopening, really based on not as many supports as were needed, especially early on. There have been more supports on this back end, but individuals not receiving their unemployment compensation have been, you know, devastating for families. And the fact that there are so many individuals who are without the essential things that they need, housing, food, those things alone are challenging. Many people are without work. And then on top of all of that, the individuals in one of the communities in particular, in the city of Milwaukee, where I was born and raised and live, the number of individuals that have tested positive and people who have passed away have been great. Many hot spots, right in the middle of Milwaukee in my district. So it's been very challenging. I was just had my little cousins who are 5 and 6 stay all night with me the other night. And they were like, you know, making it very clear that they're really not feeling this virtual school thing, that they miss their friends.
Sure. What would you like to see as you look around to your fellow lawmakers? How can the legislature mitigate this public health crisis?
Well, one of the things we could do is come in session, meet, discuss the things that are happening in our districts and in our communities and what we would be able to do in order to address those issues. I think it's very, in my opinion, irresponsible of leaders who are pushing so hard against the things that matter, like the mask mandate, the use of masks, suggesting and fighting so hard about schools making the choice to be virtual versus being in person, not coming in so that we can create consequences for parents who send their children to school knowing that they are positive for coronavirus. That the risk that gives to other individuals is just truly unnecessary and unwarranted. You know, how do we put people in a position so that they are encouraged to do the things to help save everybody's life?
Republicans have been vocal in their opposition to the mask mandate and the extension of the emergency order. Are you concerned that these disagreements will have an effect on public compliance with the order?
I do believe that when you have leaders who are a part of pushing back on something that is solely for the purpose of trying to reduce the spread of the virus, that it does send mixed messages, wrong messages. I do believe when leaders do not prioritize to come in to meet, to do the people's business, that it does send the wrong message, especially when they can come in and literally fill the same building, the people's house, with 100 to 200 plus people in order to hear a partisan speech, from a national secretary. It is troubling for me to not see leaders stand up and encourage the behavior that we want to see.
We're talking with State Senator Lena Taylor as she's with us to discuss the state of the pandemic in Wisconsin, the economic fallout. How has the recession affected you and your family? How would you like state government to address the financial impacts of the coronavirus pandemic? Have you received unemployment assistance? How long have you been waiting? Join into the conversation, your insights, your questions, 800-642-1234. Senator Taylor, you talked about housing earlier. You mentioned, housing insecurity, a huge issue. And Princeton University's eviction lab data shows that more than 4,000 households in Milwaukee have faced eviction since the pandemic started. How can state lawmakers address the issues of housing insecurity and eviction?
So one of the things that that's happened is there's been some supports through the state, through the county, and through very late in the game, the city of Milwaukee, in regards to people who are facing evictions. Only most recently did the county do something to help homeowners. And so in both of those groups, renters and homeowners, both are put in a position to need help. One, because homeowners may not be collecting rent because individuals may not know the federal help that came that has put a moratorium on evictions. So one of the things that we could do as government is meet in the legislature so that we can talk about the different places that individuals have needs. I've said this often. One of the reasons I ran for mayor in the city of Milwaukee is that instead of the city allowing properties to sit vacant for 2 and 3 years, like the house that was next door to me, we could do a better job of using the stock, the housing stock that's in the city, before it gets to the place that we are allowing it to deteriorate, so that individuals in the community are complaining about, these abandoned houses. So we could use those to also help people. In order to change that. And the state could do some type of programming to be able to help people not only become homeowners, but to incentivize doing something to help our most vulnerable populations. I mean, we were able to all of a sudden care about the people, so to say, underneath the freeway when we thought that the DNC convention was going to be in Milwaukee, when we didn't want people to see the tent city under the highway. That same mindset is what we should use every day to be able to help people, whether we're in the middle of COVID-19 or not.
People not being able to pay their rent is one thing, but, landlords may be saying, well, hey, we need these dollars to continue to keep these rental units open and functioning and up to code. So, it doesn't just stop at the renter.
You are exactly right. And that's why I mentioned earlier that there's only one place, and that's the county, Milwaukee County, that I'm aware of that's done something to help individuals who are presently homeowners and are facing foreclosure or challenges because of COVID-19. And because there is a moratorium on evictions, my goodness, it should have been a moratorium on foreclosures. Or at the very least, it should have been a mechanism put in place to be able to help people so that people are not losing their homes. Now, don't get me wrong. Mortgage companies have been doing things themselves also, putting people's payments on the back end of their loan, doing things to defer their payments until a certain time period. But then in some situations, you still have to come up with a lump sum, and in others, it's put on the back end. But the other issue is that if, as legislators, we are not coming and we are not meeting in the legislature, we're not prioritizing the people's business, then it also becomes very difficult to put that kind of mass information out, especially for someone like myself who is running for reelection at this time. I can't send anything out that goes to more than 48 people. So that creates the, less than 50 people. So that creates a challenge for even communicating messages to your constituents.
Let's bring in a call now. Saul is joining us from Stevens Point this morning. Hi, Saul.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Saul.
How do you do? My problem is the legislature goes running to the courts, spending lots of money, state money and legal fees, when they could meet and legislate what they're so worried about. but they won't do it because they don't want to get stuck with the blame when things go south. So I'm really upset that the legislature does all this legal stuff, and they could very simply just pass legislation that would take those powers away from the governor if they don't think he should have them.
So, Saul, very concerned about the litigious nature that he sees among the among legislators.
Saul has hit the nail on the head, hit the ball out of the park. The legislature has full control to do the people's business. And the amount of money that their friends and their supporters are making in the law firms for the court proceedings that they're doing have been outrageous amounts. And at this time, where we do not have as much revenue that's coming into the state, when there are counties and municipalities and villages that are challenged financially, this is not the time for the state legislature to be spending money irresponsibly by going to the courts when, if you feel that strongly about it, come on in. Come in. You have the ability to do whatever you want as the Republican legislature. They have that ability. They have the votes in order to do that. They've shown us that over and over again when they've changed the rules in the middle of the game, when they've denied individuals to be able to have the access to even speak on the floor of the legislature on behalf of their constituents, like what happened to myself and Senator Carpenter by President Roth and Senator Fitzgerald. So I couldn't even get Senator Fitzgerald to return a call in the 17 years we've worked together. That never happened. So I must say I'm disappointed, and I think Saul hit it out the park.
State Senator Lena Taylor with us on this edition of the State Capitol Report. We're discussing the health and economic consequences of COVID, the growing political rift on how to contain it. You're aligned to the senator, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute, more State Cap here on the Ideas Network. Let's get back to the State Capitol Report now. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking with State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee for 10 more minutes. Let's take another call now. Steve is with us from Sun Prairie. Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My question is this, with this preface. There's been a lot of rhetoric. I know it's on both sides, but specifically I want to talk about the Democratic side. Nancy Pelosi basically calling for uprising. Joe Biden making a comment that he would like to take the president outside the woodshed. Biden also saying that, the officers in the Jacob Blake shooting should have been charged before an investigation was complete. I just want to know, since President Trump has always asked the question, I want to know if the senator will condemn the rhetoric used by the Democratic
Party. Steve, I'm going to jump in here because, we're talking about the State Capitol Report, not the national scene. But Senator Taylor, how would you like to respond?
I think the first thing I'd like to say is, Steve, this is way beyond some partisan politics game that you want to play on condemning one thing or another. Joe Biden has shown nothing but leadership on this issue, from everything from wearing a mask to saying a plan that we should do in order to move our nation from this horrific place that President Trump has put us in. And in regards to Nancy Pelosi or what she has said, I will defer to the fact that I have the speaker of the assembly to listen to and deal with, and the majority leader in the Senate. I'll leave Nancy Pelosi to Tammy Baldwin, Ron Johnson, and Gwen Moore, my congressperson, and what things say. But I will say that I've seen leadership there also, and very candidly, always having on a face mask, always having it nearby on her neck if necessary, and the leadership to say the things that we need to do to help the people. They went in the Congress and did the people's business. And in regards to the Jacob Blake shooting, I have to say to you, if you are not outdone by seven shots in front of children, in front of the community, if you don't believe that there needs to be a different mindset in how we proceed with how we police, There is no question that we need law enforcement. But I will say this to you. I want to come in the legislature, and I sat in that chamber to do the people's business around policing in Wisconsin, where, thank you very much, I have watched from Ernest Lacey all the way to Jacob Blake's shooting, and in Milwaukee in particular, the kind of behavior that has to change. No one came to do the people's business. So, no, I don't want to participate in the circus of talking about it and playing those games. I want us to be on the floor and do the work. So I find it so sad that there are people out there like Steve who want to digress into what won't take us to the solutions to make it where we stop more of these deaths that are happening by not only Americans but Wisconsinites, and that we're not doing something to help businesses.
Senator Taylor, Speaker Robin Voss formed this task force on racial disparities last month that is being led by your colleagues in the Assembly. What legislation would you like to see emerge from that task force?
So I believe the task force is already on the wrong chart, so to say, or the wrong path. The name of the task force is great, right? For them to deal with racial disparities. The problem is that the racial disparity issue really is rooted in a lack of value of Black lives, period. And so it shows itself in the Capitol, for example, where there are no Black staff in most people's offices and never have been, and probably never will be for many people. It's in the building where there are not Black staff in so many other departments and agencies. Shucks, it was even with our own governor when he had no Black staff, and you could see it in the picture that he put out for Women's International Day, not to mention very limited number, about maybe, and not even quite the number of people that even Scott Walker had, not at the number of Jim Doyle and others. So Black Lives Mattering is something that we all have to contend with, and the disparities are across the board for Wisconsin. So I don't know that I agree with their first quote-unquote area that they want to do. I believe we can walk and chew gum at the same time in order to deal with disparities, and you can't narrow it to just policing. And then I'll end with, you know, I also don't believe we need another task force. I think what we need are the things and the principles and the things in place, like what's been asked of the governor and not delivered on by him, is the kinds of infrastructure that would be in place to deal with disparities, you know, from here on. So, for example, racial disparity reports, just like we give a fiscal report on every piece of legislation, racial disparity impact statements that could exist not only at the state level, the county and local levels, accountability for discrimination in our state. My own city doesn't have a way, which is why we probably are hyper-segregated, to deal with discrimination. And the mayor doesn't put money in his budget in order to fund people to deal with EEOC issues. So this is really about a mindset. And I'm going to, you know, kind of hopefully help Steve in this way. This is an issue that is a problem for Democrats and Republicans alike. But I will at least say, for me, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are hitting the nail on the head by saying these are issues and that we have to make sure that the phrase liberty and justice for all is true for all Americans. All Americans.
We're talking with State Senator Lena Taylor as we look at issues in Wisconsin, the economic fallout of COVID. Taking another call now, Mo is joining us from Oconto. Hi, Mo.
Hello, and thank you, Ms. Taylor, for being there today. My thought is kind of this. We've all worked with people who don't have a plan of their own, but they'll tear down everybody else's. And I understand they're trying to protect our freedoms, our freedom not to attend a game at Lambeau Field, a freedom to divert education money to paying for PPE, and the freedom to stay home to take care of your kid instead of going to work. I think what people need to do is, just like you're going to hire a contractor, doesn't matter what bumper sticker he has in his car, who's going to do the best job? And that's what we need people to look at right now.
I agree with you completely that we need to be looking at what's going to put us in the best position to reduce the spread of coronavirus? What is going to put us in the best position in order to help our people who are struggling from this? And what's going to put us in the strongest position in order to be able to make sure our next generation even exists in order to be able to participate? And if we aren't doing those things, then I do believe that we're falling flat on our face. And although I agree with you that in the concept of that it doesn't matter, right, what bumper sticker someone has or doesn't have, I'm not feeling some of the stickers I saw, for example, in Milwaukee on some contractors that, you know, represent that they supported white supremacists and that they were promoting hate and that type of thing. But I get the concept. We want people who are going to respect our scientists, their expertise, to be leaders and to exhibit the kind of behavior that suggests that we support what they're saying and we respect what they're saying. So the health professionals around the state won't step down, like in some areas, because they've been disrespected as if what they're doing is not best for the people, and in communities where they don't want to hear from the scientists.
I want to jump in here because we're almost out of time, Senator Taylor, and reading your recent column about keeping the faith and losing the faith, and you wrote about the faith in the application of the Constitution, the voting system, our democracy, all of that wavering. How are you keeping your faith and finding hope this year?
I have to say to you, it's been challenging for even myself, but as a woman of faith, it truly has been through prayer. It truly has been through serving people. I can't speak for anyone else, but, you know, going out and helping to give food to the community, it rejuvenizes. It gives me a different level of rejuvenation that I have to say that I appreciate. So I've just been trying to do the things to support my family, help my family, try to stay safe, try to help my constituents. Literally, if I'm doing emails at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, because if someone's emailing me, even on a weekend, it matters for me to respond to them.
Senator Taylor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. And you have a great day, Kate.
You too. Lena Taylor, representing District 4 in Milwaukee. Just ahead, it's Mondays with Mike. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report. You're listening to the Ideas Network.